Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
So it seems like every day when Donald Trump is at the criminal trial, he whines about something, and one of his usual lines now is, "If I wasn't at trial, I would be campaigning. I'd be on the campaign trail." Look, when Donald Trump has the opportunity to campaign, what has he been doing? He's been playing golf. He gives an occasional traveling fascist circus event that he calls a rally, maybe on the weekends occasionally. But he really hasn't been campaigning at all, period, leading up to the Manhattan District Attorney criminal trial. They haven't opened up any field offices, whereas President Biden's opened up like close to 500 field offices across the country. And so while Donald Trump is spending all of the political action committee money that he raises on his jet and for his own legal fees and not to actually campaign, Donald Trump now uses the criminal trial as an excuse why he isn't campaigning. Now, how do we know this to be the case? Well, Donald Trump had the opportunity to campaign on Wednesday. There was no court on Wednesday. And when Donald Trump doesn't have court, when he doesn't have trial, he's not campaigning. He's not hosting events. He's not holding events. He didn't even know what the media was talking about when he was standing next to Japan's former prime minister, Taro Aso. That's one of the things Donald Trump's doing right now. He's trying to interfere materially with President Biden's foreign policy by calling like foreign dignitaries to meet with him. Never has this ever happened, because it's also like unlawful under the Logan Act to interfere when you're not in office in the White House, or you're not in a position to negotiate with foreign powers to do this. But this is what Donald Trump's, you know, been doing. And he's doing it on purpose to try to interfere with American policy. But here he was. He was asked, "Do you have any plans since you don't have court?" And Trump's like, "Well, what are you talking about? Plans to do what? To campaign. To campaign. Do you have any plans to campaign?" Here, play this clip.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President?
Say it.
Any plans for tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? You tell me.
By the way, at that meeting, Donald Trump welcomed the former prime minister of Japan, Taro Aso, to Trump Tower. And Trump presented him with a fake award. Donald Trump gave him the key to the White House. And as Mike Singleton says, I'm not really sure what gives him the right to do this. But this is Donald Trump pretending that he's in office. He's giving fake keys to the White House. I mean, how odd can you get? And just to remind you what Donald Trump's been saying, just so you know that, oh, it's not just Ben or Midas Touch saying that Donald Trump's been whining about these things. Here, Donald Trump, after he leaves the criminal trial, he runs to the press and he's like, "This is unfair. That is unfair. This is unfair. I should be allowed to campaign." Here, play this clip.
"Very unfair. The judge is conflicted, as you know. It's very unfair what's going on. And I should be allowed to campaign. And who ever heard of this? You get indicted for that? People in the court just said to me, I can't believe it. This is the case."
Here's another example where he's like, "They're keeping me locked. They're keeping me locked." Play this clip.
"By the way, this trial is all Biden. You know, this is all Biden, just in case anybody has any question. And they're keeping me in a courtroom that's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom all day long. Well, he's out campaigning. That's probably an advantage, because he can't campaign. Nobody knows what he's doing. You can't put two sentences together. But he's out campaigning. He's out campaigning, and I'm here in a courtroom sitting here, sitting up as straight as I can all day long, because you know what? It's a very unfair situation. So we're locked up in a courtroom, but this guy's out there campaigning, if you call it a campaign, every time you..."
And then he also has like his right-wing influencers and media get this message out there that like, oh, they're keeping him locked. He's like King Kong and they've kept him stuck like King Kong. Like, how pathetic can you be? Like, this is Jesse Waters saying that Trump is stuck like King Kong. Play this clip.
And they caught him. They trapped him in a cage. We call it a courtroom, but it's a cage. And he's like King Kong. And they're sending Maddow down there and she's looking at him like an animal. She's like, oh man, his hair is really orange. Look at his eyes. Look at his lips. He's angry. He's mad. He's upset. Watching him. They're not providing any sort of legal analysis. Joy Reid went down there. He's like, well, he's bigger than I thought he was. I mean, they're acting like it's like a zoo creature. And what happens with King Kong? You remember? Boom. It's not going to be good. So he's going to bust out of this cage eventually. They're not going to be able to keep him down.
They kill King Kong.
He took a white woman on top of a building and it was frowned upon in the 40s.
I don't think I saw the end of that movie.
Isn't it disappointing to buy a bag of delicious smelling coffee beans only to get home and make a coffee completely devoid of character? AeroPress coffee uses a patented brew method that gets the purest flavors from the beans and speed things up so coffee doesn't get over extracted. You get a smooth, rich, bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell of freshly roasted beans. AeroPress is like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology that combines the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, portable device built for travel. You get a completely unique and delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star reviews in over 60 countries, AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, with all those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. Thoughtful, proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. Who won't love that? Gift receipt not needed. A community of global baristas established the AeroPress, coveting its versatility and unique tech that allows them to make thousands of recipes, unmatched by any other coffee maker. Seriously, I've used super expensive coffee machines that my friends have tried to brag about, and the coffee I brew with my AeroPress is a billion times better. It really cannot be beat. AeroPress is shockingly affordable. It's less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit AeroPress.com/Midas. That's AeroPress.com/Midas and use the promo code Midas to save 20% off your order. That's AeroPress.com/Midas and be sure to use that code Midas at checkout to save 20%. It's time to ditch the drive-thru, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings, fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world, and we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
The other thing that Donald Trump does is he has someone who he pays over $100,000 to print out flattering articles from right-wing media. Then he runs out to the media when there's press conferences, like, look at all these articles I got. Look at this picture book that they made me. I mean, like, how odd and pathetic can you be here? Play this clip.
That's a nice headline. I'd like to read that one, too. But everyone who lies about the case, justice is on trial. You know, the whole world is watching this New York scam.
You know, when Donald Trump did speak to the media in Pennsylvania, where he grossly underperformed, like Nikki Haley got over 100,000 votes in the Pennsylvania primary, whereas President Biden got over 93% of the vote. Donald Trump barely cleared like 80%, and Nikki Haley got a massive amount of votes. Reminder, President Biden won Pennsylvania, won the Commonwealth by about 85,000 votes in 2020. And when Donald Trump actually spoke to the media during the week from Pennsylvania, he bragged about terminating Roe v. Wade. Here, play this clip.
And we were able to do that when we terminated Roe v. Wade. Now, when you look at it and you look at what's happening all over the country now, states are voting. Ohio just voted. All different, by the way. It's tailor-made, and it's really working out well for people. And they're very, very happy. Every legal scholar felt for a long time. For 53 years, they've been trying to do it.
And on the other hand, President Biden is meeting with workers who are thanking him for saving their pension. Play this clip.
The only reason I have a pension is because of you.
Well, we can get that.
$30 billion contract with one of the largest employers in America, UPS. You stood strong with us and we'll stand strong with you, sir.
Here's a great moment where President Biden mocks the way Donald Trump handled COVID. Play this clip.
By the way, remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it. All went to his hair. Look. I shouldn't have said that. I probably shouldn't have said that.
True.
You guys are a bad influence on me.
And here's President Biden talking about how he was on the picket lines with workers. Play this clip.
You know, I've walked proudly in union picket lines, while at the same time, Trump bashed unions from non-union shops. Are you surprised? No. Look, I want to sign the PRO Act into law. Yeah! Trump said he'd veto it. Trump said he'd veto it. Beyond that, he supports a national right to work law, for God's sake. Think about it. What is the single biggest killer could happen? A national right to work law. Look, he might as well say he doesn't support any unions. Are we going to let him that happen, pal? We're not going to let
that. So you have President Biden laying out distinct, coherent policies on the campaign trail, and Donald Trump has the opportunity to do so, and Donald Trump is handing out fake keys to the White House while his former colleague David Pecker is getting ready to testify about the fake stories that they would put out in order to interfere with the 2016 election. And then Donald Trump goes out to the media and holds up right-wing propaganda articles that he edits and redacts to show the media what he wants them to hear. It is so utterly bizarre, folks. And at the same time, Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba's making videos for our editor-in-chief, Ron Filipkowski, at the Midas Touch Network of herself cutting an avocado and saying, Ron, watch me cut an avocado. Play the clip.
Hey, guys. I've never done a video like this, so I thought I would try because Ron Filipkowski is getting like a million views for me chopping celery. This is me eating avocado. Happy Passover, everybody. Hey, Ron, you little trollski. Well, I'm not good at this either. Oops. Get a life!
I mean, like, what in the world is going on in this MAGA world? It is just it is just objectively, no political party thing, like, just strange. Weird. Behave like adults. Grow up. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Hit subscribe. It's free.
Enough! Send it to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.